Central Coast Rugby League clubs are denying that they have a problem with bikies attending games. There are reports today that crowd unrest is worsening at games, with police being called on some occasions, and even reports of outlaw bikie gangs coming to matches. The Northern Lakes Rugby League Football Club admits that police have been called on one occasion this season, but that was to eject a fan from an opposition team. The club denies there are any systematic problems within Central Coast Rugby League. This comes after an assault at a junior rugby league match on the Central Coast in March, where a 16-year-old Wyong player attacked a referee and then his own captain in an under-17s match. Steve Luxford is secretary of the Northern Lakes Rugby League Club. He's on the line. Steve, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, mate. I know that you guys are doing everything you can to make sure that violence isn't part of the game, but when you read, as you may have today, I know that it's got a lot of people talking on the Central Coast today, the Central Coast Advocate reporting that bikies have been banned from some games. Is this the case or not?
In my opinion, no. I think this whole situation's blown out of proportion, and I think a lot of rumour and innuendo and a bit of social media on the coast is I've got a lot to answer for with regard to this. Like, I've been involved with the club for a number of years. We don't have anyone turn up in... to put it to you this way, there was a guy, a senior division member, turned up last week, and halfway through the day asked one of our guys who are the supposed bikies, because he had no knowledge of who they were, and they were out in the field playing. So they obviously didn't make an entrance or anything along those lines. So to be honest with you, the club and the teams in, or the supposed team involved are very frustrated with the stuff that's going on.
So it's not like you got people rolling in on Harley Davidsons wearing the leather stuff and the big beards and the tattoos and the patches and the bikey colours or anything like that?
Definitely not. We've got a lot of blokes with beards and the tattoos. I've got tattoos myself, but I'm far from a bikey. My son's got a beard, but you know, he's not a bikey. It's a bit of a stereotype.
You know what I mean. I'm not singling out people with beards. I'm just pointing out that it's not like you guys have got bikies rolling in, visual bikies rolling into games to watch the rugby league.
That's 100% right. No, we don't have a special parking area for Harley Davidsons or anything like that.
And you may have people there. Is it the case that you could have people involved with the club who might be part of bikie gangs, but you probably wouldn't know it, right?
100%. That's exactly right. I've heard the rumour and innuendo, obviously, but I've got no clue. And, you know, it's not my business to go up to a bloke and ask him what he does outside of football. They play good football for us. The team involved have won 7 games in a row, which I think for Northern Lakes is probably, you know, as good as it a team's gone in recent history. And it's very frustrating that instead of getting a bit of good reporting about how the team's going, it's all this negative stuff, and it's just starting to eat away at everybody, you know, instead of some positive stuff. Unfortunately, everyone's focusing on the negative stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'd
just like to point out that through all this so-called whatever's going on, and I'm actually on holidays and I had to look up what the story said. I was reported as saying I was beefing up security. In terms of beefing up security, we've got one security guard on the gate from now on whose son plays for the club.
Well, if you've got one security and you're beefing up security, it means he's put on weight.
Well, yeah, I don't want to get personal, but he's not in the greatest condition you're ever going to see.
Well, Steve, I'm glad you cleared it up. Look, I spend a lot of time on the Central Coast, and I've watched plenty of rugby league on the Central Coast and a lot of rugby union and AFL on the Central Coast, and it didn't sit with me with what my experiences have been, the idea of having a bikie problem, so I'm glad you came on and cleared it up for us.
No, I appreciate your time, and I think people might have just been watching too many episodes of Sons of Anarchy, mate. Like, it's just, they've just run away with themselves. And I had the guy who does our videos for us, the videos games from 9 till 4:30 basically every weekend, came up to me on the weekend and said, "Steve, do you honestly think I'd bring my grandchildren here if I thought there was any threat of drama?"
Yeah.
So, you know, clearly
not.
Yeah, exactly right.
Good on you, Steve. Good
luck. Out of proportion.
Good luck this weekend to the boys.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you, mate. Steve Luxford, secretary of the Northern Lakes Rugby League Club.